And now it's time for this.
What's occurring?
Play along, send me your scores. 81199 is our text number.
Oh, what's occurring?
See, I only mentioned the text number once there, unlike my first show on Radio 1 where I mentioned the new phone number a lot more. OK, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, chappers, when you go off to the loo, disappear off for a while, don't you?
Yeah, not that. Yes.
Apart from the obvious, what do you do in there?
What do I do in there?
Read the paper, crossword?
Sometimes read the paper, yeah. Depends.
Bit of Sudoku?
No, not really. Depends what time of day it is and how long I have to be on the toilet.
Becky, do you ever multitask?
I've got on the advice of my boyfriend's mum, I've got a really rubbish book in there. And I phoned her up and said, what should I do with it? I want to stop reading it. She said, just put it in the toilet. You read it 5 minutes every now and then, eventually you'll finish it. So that's been going about 7 months now.
Okay. Do you often ask your mother-in-law for toilet advice?
No, she'd already read it, and I said, shall I give up now? And she went, toilet book, put it in there.
So right, okay.
That's what I've done.
Is it really a bad book, then?
Yeah, it's not very good.
But you do have a read every time you go in?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Even
what
if
is
it's
it?
Just a paragraph, I'm not going to tell you.
Tell us what it is.
No, because it's rubbish.
Tell us.
Tell us what it is.
No. I can't say. It's rude, isn't it? Well, I guess it's just my personal opinion.
It's a rude book.
It's not a rude book, but it's rude to the person who wrote it.
Is it written by anybody we know? Is it written by anybody we
know? One of those books.
No, it's not. And it's not written by anyone we know. It's a rubbish crime thriller thing.
Okay, good.
But rude.
No, there's nothing rude about it.
Well, listen, everyone. We went onto Stupid Street earlier, and we asked them...
What book does Becky read on the toilet?
We asked them, apart from the obvious, what do you do on the loo? What do you think the most popular thing they did was?
Text.
Good answer.
Thanks very much.
Becky.
Reading.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh.
We asked the people of Stupid Street, what do you do on the toilet apart from the obvious?
Hello. Apart from the obvious, what else would you normally do on the toilet? Text my mate Rob, probably. Is that it? Just a text? Yeah, probably. I just probably text him, let him know what I'm doing.
Probably sing to myself. Bit of Michael Jackson, maybe?
What else do you do on the loo?
Sing. Lots and lots. Yeah, mate. Not very well. Bit of Britney Spears or something, you know what I mean?
What would you normally do when you're on the loo?
File my heels.
I beg your pardon?
That's good.
File my heels.
What? How does that work?
It works like this.
How long does this normally take?
Oh, I don't know, about 5 to 7 minutes.
Apart from the obvious, what else would you normally do on the toilet?
Just check that I've not got any lumps and stuff sometimes, just to make sure I've not got lumps, yeah. Always check the lumps for the lumps. Not check the lumps as in I have lumps, I don't have any lumps.
Nothing else, just lump checking.
Just lump checking.
Good advice.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
Apart from the obvious, what else do you do on the toilet?
Nothing, get off and on as quick as I can. We've got a massive throw and it's too high, my feet dangle.
Apart from the obvious, what do you normally do on the toilet?
Build a Lego house.
I'm sorry, what, a Lego house?
A Lego house, passes the time.
Do you have Lego in the bathroom or do you take it with you?
Take it with me.
But what would you normally do on the toilet, other than the obvious?
At the toilet?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm in the toilet and sometimes I go to the loo, yeah, like...
Good. I've once fake tanned on the toilet before, that's really bad, I know, but...
How did that work?
It didn't really.
You can't get even coverage like that.
No, you get yourself in all
Filing
sorts of
your
trouble.
Heels is
what
good.
Is that?
Now, can you explain that? Because you nodded as if you knew exactly what that was, and then you gave me a demonstration.
Basically, it's you get, you know, the dry skin on the back of your heels if you wear like flip flops and stuff.
Right, yeah.
You just file it down with a special heel filer.
A heel filer?
Yeah. It's just like a big cheese grater for feet.
Ugh.
Oh, minging.
Sorry if people are eating.
There'll be somebody who's just started sprinkling some parmesan on their spag bowl.
You could use it. It's a bit like parmesan.
Don't even
really
suggest
fine
it.
Grater.
Oh, God. Why do you just pick it off?
Because it's not that sort of skin. It's not a...
Also, was that guy German? Because I think he thought the question was, do you ever go to the toilet?
At the toilet? Obviously, I'm in the toilet and sometimes I go to the loo, yeah, like...
Good.
Yeah, good.
I actually feel quite sorry for this girl, because I think at some point she is going to fall in.
We've got a massive throne. It's too high. My feet dangle.
Oh, imagine that.
She a borrower?
Texting was in there.
Excellent.
But then so was reading in there?
No, I don't
think it was. So, chappers can have that point.
Thanks very much.
What's occurring?
Next one. You know, earlier on, we were talking about my first ever show on Radio 1. Mm. Well, annoyingly, we're revisiting it again now.
Yes.
And we mentioned that the highlight of my first show here, probably because I was nervous and didn't have much else to say, was how the... just got a brand new phone number at Radio 1. But my question to you, how many times during that first ever show did I mention the new phone system? It's a 3-hour show. No, 2.5 hours.
Just felt like three.
Yeah.
12
for the listeners. 12, Becky.
8.
Oh, God, I think this is going to be high. Right.
27.
No, I don't know. I can't remember. Where are you going? 8 or 27?
27.
27. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is my first show on Radio 1, and I don't know whether you'd know or not, but we did have a new phone system. This is the new single from the Beastie Boys, and then I'll tell you about our brand new phone number here at Radio 1, which you can call us for everything from now on.
Ready?
And launch their brand new phone system on me. We're going to open our brand new phone line for that soon. If you call us up now, you will be one of the first people, possibly the first person in the UK to try out our brand new system, which you can call us for everything from now on. This is our brand new number, and we don't know whether it works yet, so let me give you the number. Call us and tell us who you are, where you are, what you're doing, which you can call us for everything from now on. And it's much more fun if you call Radio 1. Do you know, I think Desiree might use that in her next song. Radio 1's new direct number. I'm going to be taking calls through the next half hour for the chill out tune. If you dial it right now, you might be the very first person through ever. 08 700 100 100. 08 700 100 100. Right now on this number. And once more.
Do we have to play the rest of this?
Yes.
700 yeah. 100 100. 08 700 100 100. And your selection could be on the air within the next 30 minutes.
That's right, rings
700 up. 700 100 100. Is it flashing yet?
No.
Not here. Great. Which no you can one. Call us for.
No one rang.
This is the number 08700 100 100.
Right, you've added more onto this.
No,
really?
All the phone people are here now looking kind of important and concerned that it might not be working. Our numbers call is 08700 100 100. All right, this is your last chance to call us. Taking calls now on 08700 100 100. Our new number for everything here. Or you can just leave a message. This is the Radio 1's brand new number 08700 100 100. And your call will be answered. You won't be on hold.
This is
about our little new phone line here, which we started up this morning. Give us a call 08700. 100 100. Give us a call. You can
still no one ringing.
Or in the UK to call Radio 1's brand new number. And you can still call it because you get me on there. This is the number for everything now, by the way. You could call and let us know that this highly complicated new piece of technology actually works. call us. And from now on, you won't need any other number. That one puts you through to us direct here in the studio. Call us and just choose the option you want. Go on, give it a go. Or you can just call 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. You can be one of the first people through. So test it out for us. This has actually been a really good chance for us to try out our new phone system here at Radio 1. Is it flashing yet? No, not yet. Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bless you.
I know. How many was it?
41.
I was like twice every time I spoke. It must be... Right, good.
You were excited.
Actually...
I like the way you said, I'm really excited about this brand new piece of technology, like you'd never seen a phone before.
I know. Anyway,
you actually couldn't look at us during that.
It awful.
Whilst that was being played, you went to the back of the studio.
I hate it. So Becky gets to the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
A little bit nasal.
Lots of people think you're Australian.
I know. I don't know what I was doing there. You know, Daniel Johnson.
Yeah.
Reading's finest.
Yeah, he got booted off the X Factor. A lot of people not happy about that. I think it was the wrong decision on the weekend.
He was such a nice bloke, though, wasn't he, at the end?
Yeah, he was really nice, yeah.
Oh, really gracious.
I think he's a good bloke. And he has got quite a lot of stick recently, but he's got lots of fans. And in particular, one from the West Country.
Oh, no.
Who is a little bit stalker-esque.
Oh, no.
So, my question. How long would Daniel Johnson stay on the phone to the West Country stalker when I called him up?
I think quite a while. I'm going to go 1.5.
1.5 minutes. Becky?
30 seconds.
But he was... No, longer.
45 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the West Country Stalker, which sounds a bit like me putting on a West Country accent, calling Daniel Johnson from X Factor.
This is the new single from the Beastie Boys.
No, that's not it at all. That's me doing the phone number again. Here's me calling Daniel. God, we don't need it anymore. We've already had it, surely.
Hello?
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 Who's this?
OMG, it's you, innit? Daniel!
Hello.
I thought it might be you because it's written down here that funny way that you spell it.
I know. It's my parents.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm your number one fan, Daniel. I love you on X Factor.
It's nice to hear from my number one fan.
Could you do that thing for me where you know, where you open your mouth really wide so I can see your wisdom teeth? Do that now for me. Go on.
Okay.
Right, I reckon they are the best teeth I've ever seen on a man, and I don't normally look.
See? There you go.
You don't know me, but I just found your number, and I thought I'd just give you a call, and it said Daniel Johnson, and it is you. It's Daniel Johnson off
exactly.
The telly.
Where did you find my number?
It was just on a door, actually.
On the door.
I reckon I'd have to say you are my second favourite ever X Factor character.
Who's your first favourite X Factor character?
I mean contestant. My first one.
Yeah.
Conway Sisters.
Conway.
They are like the chorus, but a bit more rubbish, weren't they? Anyway, can we meet up? Because I'm like your biggest fan.
I'd love to. Where would you like to? Well, you could go to Wimpy.
Will you bring Jebra with you, please?
I'd love to.
Right, in fact, have you got their number so I can just meet up with them?
Yeah.
And if you want to come, you can.
Is that right, if I'm a plus one?
Yeah.
Plus one?
Yeah. I'd love it. I love all X Factors. Anyway, right, I'll keep calling you again and again, and
call
we'll be friends.
You want.
Is that all right?
Of course.
All right, I'm your number one fan, Daniel. Love you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, mate. Bye. Oh, he's quite
awesome.
Nice.
He's lovely.
Yeah, two whole
lovely.
Minutes there, so... Chappers wins today's Oh What's Occurring.
Go on.
Oh, are you going to go to Wimpy with him?
I was going to say you're going for a bender and a bun.
Probably not, no. But the West Country Stalker will probably call him again at some point. So, well done to Chappers. Let me know your scores, please, on 81199. Thanks.
Oh!